Simple Cyber Defense Podcast, The Malware Series, Episode 3, How to Prevent Malware. Welcome to the third episode of the Simple Cyber Defense Malware Series. In this episode, I will discuss how to prevent malware from infecting your computer devices. So let's begin. Malware is both easy to get and easy to prevent. Be sure to do the following. First, update your operating system, browsers, and other software. Use plugins from trusted sources only. You can do a quick web search of the name of the plugin with the word malware to see if anything pops up. Third, enable click-to-play plugins into your browsing settings. This will prevent malware from automatically starting up. And fourth, set up your browser to always ask where to save each file before downloading. This will prevent malware from automatically downloading when you visit a website. Fifth, remove software that you don't use, like Flash and Java, which are the biggest notorious programs for malware use. Sixth, use strong passwords and/or passwords manager, like LastPass or Bitwarden. Make sure that you are on a secure connection. You can use plugins like HTTPS Everywhere to ensure that all of your websites are encrypted. Don't call fake support numbers that appear in pop-ups. These are bad sites that will just steal money from you. And make backups of all important data files and photos to a removable USB external hard drive. Plug the USB drive into your computer, copy all the important information onto your external hard drive, and then store it somewhere safe and secure. This will ensure that all important data is protected from being deleted or encrypted or even lost forever. The best way to prevent downloading malware is to be mindful of what you are downloading. Don't just go to shady websites that offer free illegal downloads, and don't open attachments that you're not expecting, or don't click on links that you don't know where they're going. Think before you click or download or even go to a website. On a mobile device, be mindful of what apps you install. Not all apps are good for your mobile device. There are tools that you can use to help prevent a lot of malware from being installed. Some of these tools include Bitdefender, there's also Spyware Blaster. To prevent cryptojacking and malvertisement, you can install a browser extension called uBlock Origin. You can download them for the following browsers. There's Firefox, Chrome, Edge. So let's see how all of this works. Now that I'm at my computer, I can show you the different ways to prevent malware. So what does it mean to use plugins from trusted sources only? Well, there are many places where you can download information. And for plugins in particular, it can be very dangerous from downloading things from weird websites. So I have three browsers here, and I'll show you each one where the trusted sources are. For Microsoft Edge, if you go to the three dots on the top right corner for settings, and then you go down to extensions, here they'll give you a suggestions of different extensions that you can add in.
Or you can go down to the bottom where it says Explore More Extensions, and that'll open up the Windows, Microsoft Windows Store, where you can download all extensions from that trusted source. Now for Firefox, you can go to the three lines in the upper right corner for the open menu, and then you go down to the add-on section, and then here you click on the extensions, and it'll give you some recommended extensions, or you can go to the top to search for some extensions, which will show you, which will lead you to the addons.mozilla.org, and that is the trusted store for the Mozilla Firefox add-ons. And then with Google Chrome, it's a similar process where you go to the three dots in the upper right corner, and then you go down to More Tools, and then you hit Extensions. This will open up a page where it has all your extensions in there, and then also give you a little way to search for extensions. But if you go to the upper left corner of the page, you go down to the bottom where it says Open Chrome Web Store. Now, this will be the trusted platform for Google Chrome, where you can download all of their add-ons. So the next question is, what does it mean by enable click-to-play plugins for browser settings? This will prevent videos and audio from just automatically starting up when you go to a web page. For Firefox, you again go to the three lines for the open menu, go down to options, and then here you go to privacy and security. And you're going to go scrolling down until you see permissions. And here you'll see one that says autoplay. You hit that setting, and then you can have three options: allow audio and video, block audio, or block audio and video. You want to have the block audio and video setting on there. And then hit save changes. And then every time you go to a website that tries to have video just automatically start up, which could be malicious or may not be malicious, but it'll give you a chance to stop it from automatically playing so that the malicious software can't download in the background. Now for Google Chrome, it's a similar, a little bit easier to find. You go down to the three dots, and then you want to go to settings, and then in the search settings, you put in plugins, and then you'll see one that says site settings. So you click there, and then everything here, you can change different settings to ask before using for locations. But you want to look for things like JavaScript, can allow or not allow, and each site you can do site by site basis, or Flash, you can just totally block it, which is recommended. And then here is the one that you'd really want to pay attention to, the Unsandbox plugin access. Here, this will put plugins in their own little separated space so that they can be controlled. You definitely want to have this activated so that plugins can't automatically just run wild into your browser and downloading weird things on there. Okay, and then the next thing is to ensure that you use HTTPS, which is a secure connection between your computer and the web browser. This will also ensure that hackers can't automatically sniff your information as you're communicating between you and the website, or even just maliciously change things before it gets downloaded to your computer to install malware and all that. So what you want to do is go to eff.org/https/everywhere. And in this page here, they'll give you links to where to get the browser plugins from the trusted source. So right here I'm in Firefox, so I'm going to say install in Firefox. And going to allow the installation. And then we're going to add it. And then once it's added, every website that I go to will be secured. So you have two options here. You can have one where you set it up where HTTPS is always on, which you want. And then another one for encrypt all sites eligible is off. But right now, it's off, so you want to put that on so that every site that is eligible to be encrypted will be encrypted. So the next thing we want to look at is programs that will help you prevent malware from being installed. The first one we're going to look at is called Bitdefender. Go to bitdefender.com. And you have an option of either paying for a service or using a free version. Either one is really good. To get to the free version, you go to the home section of Bitdefender, and then you go down to the toolbox and hit free antivirus, and then on that page you just hit the free download, download the software that it's asking for. And then once it downloads, you're going to open it up. And then it's going to install everything. Depending on your internet connection, it may take longer or shorter. But I'm going to skip over to this and get to the end. Okay, now we're almost done here. It's going to install it. And click agree and hit install. And depending on the speed of your computer, it may take long or short. Again, I'm going to skip ahead. Okay, now we're going to open up Bitdefender and take a quick look around. So it's going to ask you to sign in to Bitdefender. It is a free account. And once you sign in, you can have full access to the free version of this. This is just a way for them to kind of control their programs. Okay. This is a very simple and easy program to use. It takes a lot of the guesswork out. It has a lot of automated tools in here that will protect you without you even thinking about it. So then you can look at each event that happened. Right now there's nothing because we just installed it. And under the protection, you want to make sure that the protection shield is on. So this will keep you safe by blocking malicious activities and attempts to compromise your system. This is really good software. Even for the free version, it's really good. And so, now we're going to look at the second program, which is called Spyware Blaster. You can either Google this or use the link in the show notes. This is another automated program that will look through your internet traffic and block a lot of the software automatically so that you don't have to think about it. So here is a little tutorial about how to use it. When you first start up, the automatic updating will require you to have a paid subscription. But it's just easier to, you can easily just manually update this program like once a week. And then you're looked at this screen where it tells you each browser that you have in there, whether it's protected or not. You can just click the link next to it. It says click here to enable protection. And then you just click on the two things to protect and say protect against checked items. And then you do that for the other web browsers that you have until you've done it for everything. And when you hit the protection status, everything should say protected. And then there's also this little link here that says enable all protection. So if you don't have to do it one by one. But it's just a good start when you first install to make sure that everything that you want protected is protected. And then you go down to updates, I'd say like once a week, and then check for updates, and then it'll download new files and new malware that's been discovered and added to their list. This is there now, 675 new unprotected items. You just click the link underneath it that says enable protection for all unprotected items. And then it's going to go through there and protect everything. And then everything should be protected. So the last thing we want to talk about is changing settings on each of these browsers to not automatically download files. So you go to Edge, and then you go down to the settings, and then from there you want to scroll down to downloads, and then there's a little check mark in there that says ask me what to do with each download. You want to turn that on, so that way it will prompt you whether you want to download the file and not just automatically download it, which is a bad thing. So then Firefox, to get to that setting, you open up the settings and options. Okay, so you're going to go to General, and then scroll down to Downloads. Right now it's default to save files to the downloads. What you want to do is check the one that says always ask where to download the files. That way files can't automatically just download and install the malware. And then in Google Chrome, you're going to go to settings, and then you're going to search for downloads, and then in the download section, there's going to be something that says, ask where to save each file before downloading. Just make sure that that check mark is on, so that each time there's a download, it will ask you what you want to do with it. And so with these settings and these things in place, it would be less likely for your computer to be compromised by malware. If you have any questions, just leave them in the comments and I will do my best to answer them as they come.
All links are in the show notes. In the next episode, I will discuss how to remove malware from your computing device.
If you like what was in this episode, please consider liking, subscribing, and sharing with others. For more information, to suggest a topic, or to donate, head over to simplecyberdefense.com.